Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Wilson sisters, Ann and Nancy, bringing us back, otherwise known as ART, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, or the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Barbara Weltman, author of the J.K. Lasser series of Small Business Taxes. The 2020 is already out. 2021 is on the way. Barb?
The 2021 will be out in November. We're in production now, and
right.
It has everything you need for 2020 returns.
Yeah, for the 2020 returns. So the
right.
Whatever
and
the date.
An awful lot of changes.
A whole bunch of new stuff. And so check that out, folks. BarbaraWeltman.com. Also,
no big ideas. Small business.
Yeah, after 20-something years, folks, I have a hard time
getting
out of my head. Big ideas for smallbusiness.com is the website, and I was just about to say that. Barbara, thanks again for being here. We were talking as we went to the break about refunds that people can get. Folks, if you had a profit, if you made a profit in 2018, and you, or 2019, if you, you know, if you haven't even filed your 2019 return, you possibly can go back and get some of that money that you paid in for taxes if you have a loss this year because of the coronavirus, right?
Well, that's true. That what they've changed the rules for the net operating loss deduction, which there's now a 5-year carryback for net operating losses that occurred in 2018, 19, and 20. So, so you can go back 5 years and not use it to offset your
any
income.
Any of those 3 years.
Get a refund.
Yeah.
If the losses are rising in any of those 3 years, you have a 5-year carryback.
Mm-hmm.
So if for 2020 it doesn't look good for your tax year, be prepared with your accountant to file quickly. You can get a quick refund. You don't have to wait until you file your 2020 return.
Really?
To get the refund. Yes, there's a quick refund procedure that you can file at the end when the year is over and get a tentative refund. And so that, how great is that? You can go back and get your money.
So if you know you're going to lose money in 2020 and you're profitable in 2019,
which you
can go all the way back and use that, then you could, even though you may not file your 2020 return for 9 months, you could still get a quick refund.
Correct.
Wow.
Now, obviously, when you file, it might have to be adjusted and whatever, but
right.
So how great is that?
And mostly, and folks, this is for you do that for cash flow purposes, right? Because if you don't need the cash, then just go through the normal process and let it settle out in your 2020 return, right?
Well, yeah, but if you're winding up with an excess loss in your 2020 return, you can carry it back, or you can just elect to just carry it forward and use it to offset your profits in coming years.
Yeah, and so that was the point I was making, is the reason for the quick refund is if you need the cash. And I'm not saying, obviously, a lot of small businesses out there, Barbara, are saying, well, duh, of course I need the cash. But, you know, some people might not. And so if you don't, then just let it wash through your system, your filing process. But if you need the cash, go ahead and do the quick. That is really good. You know, there's not too many times we feel like we're getting help from the IRS, isn't it?
Well, I have to admit that they've had an unbelievable task dealing with all the new laws that came out, all the new things, handling the economic impact payments, dealing with all these refund claims that are being made. There are a lot of breaks for big corporations that they can file amended returns for various things, and so It's kind of unbelievable. And they're doing this all at the same time
right.
as most of their employees are working from home. So
you have to
be impressed.
I agree with that.
They're doing pretty good.
No, and I don't when I said what I did, I was talking about the machinery and the regulations, not the people, because I know a lot of the IRS people, and they're really great folks. So what about the taxing, the PPP money? Where does that stand now?
Okay, so if you get a loan forgiveness if you got a PPP loan and you obtain loan forgiveness, it's not taxable. Where we stand now is if you get the loan forgiveness, the expenses like your payroll and your rent and stuff covered by the loan forgiveness are not going to be deductible.
So that's you're not going to get a double dip.
Right.
So
that very well could change by the time we file returns. So that's keep an eye. But with that said, there's not a big rush to go file for your loan forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And you might want to wait and see what happens with the rules because the SBA has been liberalizing what qualifies for loan forgiveness. Each time it issues a new rule, they change the percentage from of what you had to spend
from
on payroll.
From 75 to 60.
Down to 60, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Then they've changed what is considered a payroll expense. For example, recently they added vision and dental benefits. So you got to keep looking.
It's a moving target, folks. Don't rush. Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think your banker will let you know when it's time to file for forgiveness. But the issue is, what's deductible? Are you going to be you're not going to be taxing the PPP money? But the question is, will you then also be able to deduct the payroll money you made as an expense like you could have before all this happened? Right back with Barbara. I'm sure you got all that, folks. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.